The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. You're tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. And just have three more stories to share with you as we get ready to wrap up today's broadcast of your afternoon music mix, news, and commentary. Thank you to all those who sent in news to share. I may not get to all of the items, but I definitely will try to fit them in if possible. But again, please join btrcommunity.com where we share lots of great information. All right, so the next story I want to jump to, let me get back to my news thread, which is found on btrcommunity.com for today's broadcast. And we have six cops. Now, I heard about this story over the weekend, and I meant to, last week, and I meant to bring it up last week, but I, for some reason, didn't get to it. So I'm going to bring it to you now. This actually came out on September the 7th, and this comes to you from baltimore.cbslocal.com. That may have been why I thought it was in Baltimore, because it was being reported on by a Baltimore CBS affiliate, but it actually happened in Philadelphia. So let me share this article. Six Black Philadelphia police officers have filed complaints with a state anti-discrimination agency claiming their white supervisors are racist, corrupt, and should be removed from their jobs. A group that represents Black Philadelphia police officers say the complaints against two Narcotics Bureau inspectors include a worker allowing a worker to park his Confederate flag decorated truck on city property. Again, they love them terrorists. They support these terrorists. Referring to Black civilians as scum and calling Black civilian killings thinning the herd. No evidence was offered at the Guardian Civic League's news conference Wednesday night. Group President Rochelle Bilal says the supervisors also encourage falsification of documents and evidence related to arrests. Attorney Brian Middleburg says the officers are exploring whether to sue. Now, I'm going to end it there. This is what I got to say to them Black cops. You a slave catcher just like your white slave catcher buddies over there. And I get so sick of these Black cops whining about, oh, they practicing racism against us and we're not getting the same slave catchers pay that the white slave catchers is getting. I've seen these stories come out over the years. Y'all slave catchers, okay? And it seems to me that what you're describing is a crime. You have described a conspiracy to frame people for crimes they didn't commit. Now, also, again, this story is about Philadelphia, but we had six cops in Baltimore who got indicted by the Justice Department because they were doing what? Out there robbing the civilians, robbing people, robbing the taxpayers, putting down this overtime that they weren't actually working, but they were literally robbing people in the streets, pulling people over, taking their cash, and I guess they wasn't doing it in the legal way that's allowed through the federal asset forfeiture program, where they legally allow law enforcement officers, without charging you with a crime, to seize any property from you just on a suspicion. You don't have to get convicted or anything. They can take it. The federal government and these states and these police departments go through have taken billions of dollars over the years. It might be a trillion now. I think that, I'm not sure when this program started. It might have been in the 70s. But they have been taking billions annually from U.S. citizens. So that's what it sounds like. You know, a crime is being committed there in Philadelphia against the people. But did they go and file a complaint with the Justice Department? Because they can file complaints with the Justice Department. Did they go to the U.S. Attorney over Philadelphia and show, give their evidence of a crime? We're talking about a crime here. No, that's not what they did. They looking out for themselves. They're saying that, oh, this is a hostile work environment. I'm going to go file a complaint of discrimination, workplace discrimination. No, that's not the proper. Well, yeah, you can do that too. But what about criminal charges? Why not? Why aren't you calling for a criminal investigation? I remember not too long ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, Memphis police officers were complaining about not getting paid the same as they slave catcher white counterparts. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Because Memphis for a long time was leading the nation in police generated dead black bodies on the street. I don't hear y'all coming out standing up against modern day slavery and human trafficking. I've only seen a few cops who have taken an extraordinary step, and it's terrible that it's extraordinary, but it doesn't happen that often. Providing evidence and filing criminal complaints and taking it up the ladder on cops beating up suspects. We had the New York cops say that, hey, we the predators, you the prey. They're forcing us to go out here and write these tickets and what have you. That's not what these cops are doing. These cops have filed a complaint with the EEOC saying these people are racist. They need to be removed. They didn't go to the Justice Department, which the Justice Department in 2006 put out a report saying that white supremacist terrorists had infiltrated law enforcement. Well, there you go right there. Why are you going to a state agency and not a federal agency? Not that I expect Jeff Sessions led Justice Department to practice justice, but still, you have to file the complaints and then let the Justice Department explain why they are not investigating what you describe as a crime and as terrorism. This is terrorism. So I'm not feeling too sorry for these black cops, these slave catchers, just not feeling sorry for them at all. Just going to keep it real because it seems to me, you know, that y'all looking out for yourselves and not really looking out for everybody else, the citizens that they say that y'all sworn to protect, but really what y'all protecting is 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.